And it's 8 minutes past six now. Looking at the markets, we're back above 52,000 on the old share, and it's up 0.75% at 52,189. Top 40 up 0.9%. The rand firmer as well, at 12.11 to the dollar, 19.13 against sterling, 13.78 against the euro. Mixed day. We've had financials back, industrials back, gold shares, of course, just not having any luck today.
Narina. Still not. Siki, yeah, I guess, you know, everybody that was saying sell in May and go away, they forgot to mention, when do you change your tune come June? because it seems as though all is forgiven at the moment. You know, really, I think there's certainly some optimism about a deal being struck in Greece, although there's little tangible evidence. I hope this is not misplaced
I
naivety
well.
Or hope. Yeah. But, you know, I think a lot goes to sort of reading body language. And certainly Tsipras was not looking very confident. And I think a lot of people took that to mean that they will have to actually give way on some of the austerity measures that would be required. Time is fast running out. Of course, next week, the deadline for that almost €1.5 billion payment that they've got to make. So time is running out.
IMF,
but it seems as though, I don't think that Europe can actually afford for Greece to leave the EU. This is not an economic issue. This is a political issue. They are such an important physical defence towards the Middle East, towards ISIS. And I think Greece talking to Russia and even China, I don't think sits very comfortably with the political leaders within Europe. And I think they will do whatever is necessary to ensure that Greece does actually remain in the
Eurozone.
And I think
we forget that, you know, it's not just a money issue. It's not,
not at
just
all.
A loan
In fact,
issue.
You know, Europe can probably easily afford to do without Greece. This is a geopolitical issue at play, and why you see it takes such a long time to actually reach this deal that is required.
Well, let's look here at home. All those heavyweight industrials, your Naspers, your British American Tobacco, your Richmond's, all of them.
Yes, up again, although I must say
today,
they were all outshone by Mediclinic. I'm sure we'll talk about the Mediclinic deal.
Yes, and we're going to chat about that.
And then, of course, financials also shone very brightly on the day. Certainly the best performing overall economic group. And interestingly enough, Brait, another sort of private equity type company in the news there. But Brait also a new entry into the top 40 index today.
And Imperial dropped
that.
Off, was it Imperial?
So there were three that dropped out. It was Impala, Imperial, as well as Life Healthcare, and then entering into the top 40 index today was Brait, Capitec, and then also, and now I forget what the third one was that went in. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
But I think what's important to notice now is that the top 40 and the JSE is no longer the resource top-heavy index that it used to be.
And that's important.
Yes.
I think let's chat about that a little bit. Actually
only five resource companies left in the top 40 index, of which really only Anglo American, BHP Billiton, and Anglo Gold Ashanti makes any real contribution.
Yeah.
Anglo Platts and Kumba Iron Ore are in there because they're full market cap is big, but their free float is so low that they're really such minions that they really don't make much of a difference.
And isn't that, I was thinking about that this afternoon, that, you know, I would be doing my radio reports and you would say 10 years ago, you know, the heavyweighted resources index, you don't say that anymore.
It's not that anymore at all. And in fact, obviously, industrials have received quite a boost, but just with this most recent one, I just remembered MMI. MMI was the other new entrant. So three new financial companies in the top 40 index. So Capitec, Brait, and MMI came in today, and the financial index certainly proved its worth today. It was up by far the strongest on the market.
And what did you make of the Mediclinic transaction?
So clearly the market likes it a lot. I think it's definitely a bet on a couple of things. It's an aging UK population. It is a region in the world that is definitely in need of the healthcare that they've got there, but it's also a bet on a strong pound. Certainly a currency that I think Mediclinic likes getting into their portfolio, and Remgro is very happy to support them in that. So with Remgro owning just over 40% of Mediclinic, they will in essence almost be financing the deal, first doing the buying of this almost 30% of the Spire Healthcare Group in the UK, and Mediclinic will in turn then take it over from Remgro.
The other international exposure that Mediclinic has is in the UAE and Switzerland.
Exactly. Mm. So this is their first foray into the UK market, and of course Netcare has been very successful in the UK market. market. So I think it's a good deal for Mediclinic, and certainly the market liked it. That share price was up well over 3% on the day.
All right, we're going to be talking about the negotiations in the gold sector in a moment.